gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Eddie Arnold News and Views Boomer Cast. That's right. It's Friday and it's time for the Boomer Cast. This is the best Boomer Cast in the entire alternative media Boomerplex. And it's Mark Dankoff and I, and we listen to Eddie Arnold songs and talk about news and give our views, and we're boomers, aren't we, Mark?
Yeah, I guess we certainly are. And as boomers, we have plenty to talk about, both in terms of coronavirus and our own economic survival and our own situation, largely with continuing to hunker down in alt-right media, with all of the mainstream media voices trying to turn people away from us and against us, mm-hmm. But then that's nothing new.
Right. And before we go any further, you're going to find the best Boomer Casts here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, click on the donate button, send shekels, and also the Kosher-tified app, because you want a non-kosher certified lifestyle. When, you know, after you wait in line and you get into the grocery store, why not take the opportunity to look at all those funny little symbols that you get? I tell you what, find the pork relish section of your supermarket, take out the Heinz pork relish, look for the little U in a circle, which means it's been kosher certified, and then think about it. And while you're thinking about it, download the Kosher-tified app from NationalBugle.com. Okay, what else is up there at NationalBugle.com?
Well, let me move through these main stories very, very quickly, including some additional ones I'll have posted before the end of the day. But in terms of what's up there now at NationalBugle.com, for those listening live on RBN, they are as follows. War and Foreign Policy. Stephen F. Cohen from The Nation via Lou Rockwell asks us how the coronavirus is testing Putin's leadership and the system he created. Press Television reports that U.S. has given 1 million masks to Israel as American troops have to make their own amid the COVID-19 outbreak.
Oh, but you have to have priorities, Mark.
Well, that's absolutely
correct. They are our greatest allies and the only democracy in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as Press TV puts it, the U.S. Department of Defense has reportedly supplied 1 million surgical masks to the Israeli regime in order to be distributed among many soldiers, despite the fact that the Pentagon has lately introduced a measure requiring personnel to make their own masks to combat the spread of the new coronavirus. The Israeli English language Jerusalem Post reported that the masks were procured from China, and a plane carrying the medical stuff intended for Israeli soldiers landed in Ben Gurion Airport on Tuesday night.
But it was American money that did this? I mean, the Americans set this up?
Well, apparently, yes. The U.S. Department of Defense, according to this report, both in the Jerusalem Post and repeated by Press Television Iran, indicates that the U.S. Department of Defense has reportedly supplied these masks to Israel in order to be distributed among their soldiers. And the interesting thing in this story is that one Limor Kolishevsky, who is the head of the New York Purchasing and Logistics Division, that's an organization worth looking into, he is quoted in this article as saying, quote, "In the past 2 weeks, we have purchased and flown to Israel tens of thousands of swabs, masks, protective suits for medical staff, and much more."
So the procurement division of what organization?
The New York Purchasing and Logistics Division.
Of what?
So that's what Press Television
Division
is saying.
Division
we need
of
to Google search that.
Is it a division of the Defense Department, the U.S. Defense Department? Does what organization?
It certainly sounds like it, and mm-hmm. Because both Press Television and the Jerusalem Post put this in the context of the U.S. Department of Defense supplying these surgical masks, one presumes that this New York Purchasing and Logistics Division is a part of DOD, but that bears closer inspection, certainly.
Okay. That is a big deal. It really shows where priorities
deal.
Are.
Yeah, that exactly tells us what the priorities are. Helen Byniski from Russia Today probably pronounces her name Budnitsky, has one out there entitled "Kissinger Says Even the United States Can't Defeat COVID-19 Alone." His solution, asks Helen, global New World Order government, of course. There is an address where you can follow Helen on Twitter, and there are some very, very fine excerpts from that article that we posted at nationalbugle.com, including the fact that the European Union and their dysfunctional insistence on open borders helped to fan this pandemic, she points out. That doesn't seem to fit the Kissinger understanding of a global New World Order. Jacob Cross from the World Socialist website, and that's not something that we tend to quote from, but once in a while there's a really fine article on there. Jacob Cross reports that U.S. military veterans who fought as mercenaries for Ukrainian fascists have been indicted on double murder charges. The details of that case are there at the nationalbugle.com website, which indicates that both of these fellows who were involved in these alleged murders, or in these murders allegedly, had also some sort of a strange link to people trying to overthrow Maduro in Venezuela. All of this is presently under FBI investigation. So take a look at that story. Elections and politics. Pat Buchanan's new one for the UNS Review is "Trump's presidency hangs on one decision." Pat says, upon this question, now the Trump presidency appears to hang. Will Trump's actions flatten the curve and put the pandemic on an irreversible downward course in daily cases and deaths as he produces a U-turn, if not a V-turn, dramatically driving the economy upward from depression and toward national prosperity? Can he revive the economy without reviving the virus? Or will the coronavirus so severely cripple the economy that the depression it produces will kill the Trump presidency? This is the fundamental issue that Pat Buchanan is addressing today. Take a look at that one at the UNS Review, which is up there on our big board at nationalbugle.com. I had a 7-minute and 1-second interview with Press Television, which did a very fine job of talking to me about the Bernie Sanders candidacy and Bernie's withdrawal. The title of the piece is "Joe Biden is quote-unquote the worst of the United States Democratic Party." Yeah, I did say that, but most of the interview deals certainly with Bernie Sanders. And if one takes a look at nationalbugle.com, the discussion deals not simply with Bernie Sanders and his campaign and withdrawal, but it also deals with the implications for a process that gives the Democrats, the Clintons, Obama, and Biden, even as Republicans answer with anemic counterfeits like the Bush Empire, Bob Dole, Mitt Romney, and a disappointing Donald Trump, especially in foreign policy. Comparisons between Sanders in 2016 and 2020 and the Pat Buchanan campaigns of 1992 and 1996 are underscored. Charles Bousman from Russia Insider has yet a new website that's a part of his operation. And this is one of, I think, 5 newsletters that he is launching electronically through his Russia Insider operation, which is worth anyone's time. We posted this one for Charles. It's entitled, "The Publisher of Russia Insider Starts a General News Site." It's entitled, "Truth to Power, Help It Take Off," he says. "We're taking real steps," Charles Bousman says, "to beat the mainstream media. Join us." Charles is, of course, the founder and editor of Russia Insider. His links to the Lancaster, Pennsylvania community, his family links, go all the way back to the American Revolutionary War. And Charles Bousman's father, by the way, was a longtime director of the Moscow Bureau of Associated Press. He is a most fascinating gentleman, and Charles Bousman's Russia Insider is worth anyone's time, both those of us on the alt-right who agree with so much of what Charles posts, but also the derivative links to places like Russian Faith, which is Father Joseph Gleason's site. And Charles Bousman is running everyone from Pat Buchanan to Eric Stryker to me, as well as to a much wider group of people that at least agree with us on certain issues. So that is a must-read site on a regular basis. I posted an old book review of mine under politics, or under elections, I'm sorry. That book review is there for a reason. It is a book review going back to approximately the year 2000, a book review of the real Lincoln. Thomas DiLorenzo's The Real Lincoln. Now, why is this up there? It's up there for a reason, because there has been a lot of renewed discussion and a lot of distorted discussion on Twitter about the whole character of the war between the states, and a lot of Marxist propaganda is out there on Twitter in regard to Robert E. Lee and why this war was fought and so forth and so on. And so I simply used that book review, not to savage the opposition, but simply to suggest to them that they read that review and ultimately read DiLorenzo's book. There's a quote there, which our RBN listeners will certainly identify with, which is posted at nationalbugle.com. It's from Robert E. Lee to Lord Acton on December the 15th, 1866. That is quoted on page 268 of The Real Lincoln, and it is as follows. Now, folks, think of what is happening in our world today with the Zionist wars, with COVID-19 police state, the USA Patriot Act, the exportation of our manufacturing sector of our economy abroad, all of the other things that have greatly caused this country to decline. And listen to what Robert E. Lee says here. Quote, "While I have considered," he says to Lord Acton, "the preservation of the constitutional power of the general government to be the foundation of our peace and safety at home and abroad, I yet believe that the maintenance of the rights and authority reserved to the states and to the people not only are essential to the adjustment and balance of the general system, but the safeguard to the continuance of a free government. I consider it," Lee says, "as the chief source of stability to our political system, whereas the consolidation of the states into one vast republic, sure to be aggressive abroad and despotic at home, will be the certain precursor of that ruin which has overwhelmed all those that have preceded it." That's General Robert E. Lee to Lord Acton on December the 15th, 1866. I posted this review in a lot of places where there were a lot of very, very misinformed views on the American war between the states that were being launched in one place in particular. And so I simply was showing this book review to all these folks without any ad hominem attacks or any comments of any kind, just suggesting that they look at the material and look at DiLorenzo's perspective on what this war was all about and what the implications of that war were and are for where we are now as an empire. I have yet to hear from a single one of these left-wing critics of Robert E. Lee or the Confederacy or of a certain perspective on the war between the states that none of these folks undoubtedly were exposed to in school. Here's a new one today. Last night, and perhaps Dr. Slattery saw this interview, Attorney Barr was talking to Fox News host Laura Ingraham.
I heard a big hunk of that. Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, Jerry Dunleavy from the Washington Examiner sheds some particular focus on the Durham investigation that Mr. Barr commented on. So under elections, take a look at that one. Jerry Dunleavy from the Washington Examiner has one entitled, "Barr says the evidence from the Durham investigation is, quote, far more troubling, unquote, than mistakes or sloppiness." William Barr shed new light on U.S. Attorney John Durham's review of the Russia investigation, says Dunleavy. He told Fox News host Laura Ingraham that Connecticut's top federal prosecutor is unearthing troubling evidence and vowed prosecutions if laws were broken and a case can be made. Quote, "My own view," says Barr, "is that the evidence shows that we're not dealing with just mistakes or sloppiness. There is something far more troubling here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And if people broke the law, and we can establish that with the evidence, they will be prosecuted," unquote. He said this in a segment of the interview that aired Thursday evening. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz's lengthy December report criticized the Justice Department and the FBI, says Dunleavy, for at least 17 quote-unquote, significant errors and omissions related to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants against Trump campaign associate Carter Page and for the Bureau's reliance on British ex-spy Christopher Steele's salacious and unverified dossier. Yeah. Steele, as we all know, and Dunleavy is reminding us of this, put his research together at the behest of the opposition research firm Fusion GPS, funded by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee, though the Perkins Coe law firm.
Yeah.
Horowitz also criticized the Bureau for not sharing exculpatory information from confidential human sources with the FISA court. And keep an eye on that story.
Keep an eye on it. And, of course, you know, you think of the whole jus d'etat, right, which encompasses the not just the impeachment process with Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler and those three Jewish law professors and the Jewish ambassador from the Ukraine and the Jewish ambassador to the EU and the what was that other and the lieutenant colonel the names are starting to slip my mind, but
Vindman, Alexander Vindman,
yeah, lieutenant. And yes. What was the Ukrainian ambassador, the woman Maria, I don't know if it was Maria, but whatever.
Yes.
So you had that whole Jewish affair in the Ukraine phone call impeachment hoax, and then of course that whole Russia hoax, Russiagate hoax, with Rod Rosenstein, appointing a special investigator, you know, Mueller, but Mueller was, obviously past his prime. He had kind of a Joe Biden situation going on, and he had all these Jews. And so you had this whole Jew d'etat, and then who's looking into it? Somebody named Horowitz? And then William Barr, of course, whose father was Jewish and was connected to Jeffrey Epstein. So
exactly.
When are we going to get a real investigation and accounting of what went on?
Probably never. And that's the implication of all of this, I think. The answer, Dr. Slattery, and I think you're perhaps suggesting it, is probably never. A couple more stories, and then we'll dive into absolutely anything. Paul Kersey from the UNS Review. National Guard required to protect meal distribution volunteers from parents of 84% non-white Atlanta public schools shut down by the coronavirus. That is quite an article, folks. You're not going to see that in mainstream media, which is why we put it up at nationalbugle.com.
Yeah, and Marie Yanukovych was the ambassador. I don't want her to slip by.
Hey, that's very good. Yeah, we wouldn't want her to slip by, would we?
I'm sorry, Jovanovich. Marie Jovanovich.
Okay. Jovanovich. Yeah. There you have it. She was very active with the promoting the LGBTQ agenda in Ukraine, of course, aimed at the Russian Orthodox Church and aimed at the historic relationship between Russia and the Russian Orthodox Church on the one hand, in Ukraine and the Ukrainian Orthodox Church on the other. So there's a lot of cans of worms that get open with that name, certainly. Eric Boehm from Reason. To enforce social distancing rules, cops find a Pennsylvania woman who was driving alone. Folks, there are all kinds of stories floating around about this. This lady decided that she wanted to get out of the house for a little bit. She was driving alone, no one with her. Doors locked, windows rolled up. The cops said her taillight was out, but the ticket they ended up issuing to her says that she violated the state's Disease Control and Prevention Act of 1955 and, quote, failed to abide by the order of the governor and secretary of health issued to control the spread of a communicable disease, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And take a look at that whole story.
Take a look at it. Yeah, and take a look at while we come up on the break, but you have about 10 seconds.
Yes. And then coronavirus and the culture war,
right.
E. Michael Jones from the UNS Review. Take a look at that one, too.
Okay, and although this is the Eddie Arnold News and Views Boomer Cast, we're going to preempt the first Eddie Arnold song for this song from Dean Martin. We'll be right back.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting. The banjos are syncopating, what's that they're saying? Oh, what's that they're saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watching.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Wrong. Hear the music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on a levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
And we are back, and I hope everybody enjoyed that Dean Martin song, Waiting on the Robert E. Lee. It's got a nice beat. Okay, where are we now?
Well, I think about the last thing, and I don't know if we covered this story at all in our last broadcast or not, so I will mention it again. Dr. E. Michael Jones has one posted. Of course, he is the very famous editor of Culture Wars. He is now quite appropriately adding his perspective to the UNS Review. This piece is entitled The Coronavirus and the Culture War. Now, folks, this is a long, long article. Some of it may not interest our audience, but a lot of it will, including the details on all kinds of things going on since late January of this year. Jones has a lot of names that he names in this story that involves the global bioweapons smuggling ring. He tells us that in late January 2020, FBI agents arrested Charles Lieber, chairman of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Lieber was, quote, charged with lying about his role in a Chinese talent recruitment program, unquote, and was then released from custody on January 30th, but only after posting a $1 million cash bond. According to the Boston Globe, Lieber, quote, lied about his links to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, unquote, after China paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars to arrange not only for smuggling bioweapons, but hiring the smugglers. Lieber is Jewish, was considered a flight risk because of his ties to Israel. Authorities demanded that both he and his wife surrender their passports, two or four, we don't know. Lieber is one of the founders of the biotech firm Nanosys, which is affiliated with Hebrew University in Jerusalem. So as you start looking at this whole issue, folks, of who may have been involved in this whole issue of the smuggling of bioweapons globally and how that may relate to this whole COVID-19 outbreak, these names will not go away and these connections. China, yes. Canada plays a role in this, bioweapons labs in both of those countries. But interestingly enough, the American name that now crops up in all of this, Charles Lieber, is not only the chairman of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, in the middle of this Chinese bioweapons smuggling, according to the Boston Globe, and what has been said publicly and officially by the FBI, but the Lieber link is ultimately to Israel and the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Think about that, contemplate that one for a time, and I think we can pretty much do whatever we want to from here.
Okay. Hey, do you think Marie Yovanovitch was gay herself?
I've not seen any evidence of that. I haven't been interested enough to try and find out that she's...
I just tried to find out, and a lot of people have been trying to find out, and there's no information on any spouse or anything. So.
Yes. And I know nothing about her personal life, only what she's done politically.
Oh, God, her parents were Holocaust survivors. And she
that's right. This
born
sort of
in Montreal
thing.
And grew up speaking Russian.
Yes. So
natural,
there you have it, folks.
A natural fit to be a U.S. ambassador.
Well, that's right. And these are the kinds of people, presumably, who have a role in making decisions in various levels of our bureaucracy on all kinds of outrageous things, including this Jerusalem Post Press TV report we've already covered about the United States giving 1 million masks to Israel
and this
for
is
their military while giving our guys instructions on how to make their own.
So from If Americans New blog, which is by our friend or acquaintance, Allison Weir.
Yes, very nice lady.
Very nice lady. And she says, Israel's Jerusalem Post newspaper reported yesterday, here's the headline, U.S. Department of Defense give 1 million masks to IDF for coronavirus use. And this story reported, a plane carrying over 1 million surgical masks for the IDF landed in Ben-Gurion Airport Tuesday night in an operation ran by the U.S. Department of Defense's Delegation of Procurement, .. Now, the same headline, the same URL, because I just looked at the Jerusalem Post, and it has been changed to, Israel brings 1 million masks from China for IDF soldiers, and the reference to U.S. Department of Defense's Delegation of Procurement has been taken out. And she asks, what is going on? Did the Jerusalem Post get the story wrong and then correct it without acknowledging its original error? Or is the newspaper trying to hide facts that would upset Americans? What do you think?
Well, obviously, I have a certain bias. Allison has a certain, she's a very fair-minded, fair person. I'd like to think that I am. But obviously, our whole experience on this issue would suggest, at least for me, and I think Allison, if she were on the show, would confirm that she, too, thinks that it's not an accident that some of this information has disappeared and has subsequently been de-emphasized and probably exorcised from any well-known American news sites. I've not seen this anywhere. Typically, this is the case in mainstream media. So when you're looking at that kind of these kinds of shenanigans, it seems to me it's just more of the same.
Okay. Well, we are coming up on the second break, but we will be right back.
Anytime you're feeling low, anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
So we are back, and when you were talking to Press TV today, you mentioned Joe Biden, the worst candidate that the Democrats have to offer, and you gave your assessment of Bernie Sanders dropping out of the race. How are we to take this? So you had a still pretty hotly contested Democratic primary race. Joe Biden had been somehow memed into the front runner situation. Sanders was behind, but it wasn't insurmountable yet. And then the primaries all get postponed, except for Wisconsin this week, which was an interesting case, and we don't have the results yet. But Wisconsin wasn't postponed. The Democratic governor desperately tried to postpone it, and the Republicans insisted on having it, and the court sided with the Republicans, and they had it. So what do you make of all this? And then Bernie Sanders dutifully dropping out of the race a day later. What do you make of this? Where they seem to be freezing the primary process. Sanders has dropped out. Biden is in suspended animation because, you know, he's at this point nowhere near having a majority of pledged delegates. And CNN and the rest of the media is carrying Andrew Cuomo's press conferences on a daily basis, as if he was, you know, the natural. He's a governor of New York. Doesn't that make him in charge of everything? I don't know. What do you make of all this?
Well, Tucker Carlson said something a number of days ago that I think has some very, very significant merit to it. There is a perpetual rumor going around that the Democratic Party is going to pull a Milwaukee surprise and come up with Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, Mario Cuomo, for listeners, many might remember him because this is a boomer cast. Many might remember him. He was the three-term governor of New York mostly in the 1980s. He could have been president or at least he could have had the Democratic nomination for president handed to him on a silver platter in 1988, maybe even 1984, but certainly in 1988 it was there for the taking. 1992 it was there for the taking. He didn't want it. Saturday Night Live speculated it was because of his mob ties. But, you've got Mario Cuomo, now you see Andrew Cuomo, and I would say that it looks like the apple doesn't far fall from the tree, provided that the tree was nearby a gay Coke party. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are so many things related to all of this that it really would be hard to know where to begin. The one thing that we can say that is absolutely for certain in all of this is that whatever skeletons are rattling in the closet of certain candidates, those skeletons are going to be brought out or kept in the closet, so to speak, depending on how it suits the agenda of the news media. So that, you know, we've seen this sort of thing before. It's the way it works. Anybody who is a so-called American nationalist or is anti-Zionist, for just as an example, is going to get the worst kind of treatment from the news media. Whereas favorite sons and favorite darlings of the news media can get virtually anything covered up. And, of course, this includes, Bill and Hillary Clinton as classic examples of that particular phenomenon. But having said that, as you look at the Democratic electoral process, and I said this very carefully to press television, in the case of Biden, there certainly are so many things that all of our listeners are aware of with this guy that create major problems for him in a general election. One of the great ironies is, of course, in this increasingly progressive direction in which these activists are trying to take the Democratic Party, some would say a neo-Marxist direction. I guess that depends on which side of the aisle you're on. But nonetheless, it's greatly ironic as they try to redefine what is acceptable in terms of their political candidates that Biden represents yesterday. In regard to the political elite in this country, he's very cozy with the Israeli lobby. He's very cozy with multinational corporate capitalism, particularly in the way it's benefited Mr. Biden himself and his family personally. Biden, ironically enough, has demographics which are strikingly ironic given the nature and direction of the Democratic Party now. Biden is in his late 70s. He's white and he's male. And if you go back far enough in his background, he has said things in the distant past, another era, about people like Strom Thurmond and some of his counterparts across the aisle among Southern Republicans and Democrats who have none of the political correctness that characterizes the party today. And a lot of these old things are being drawn out and republicized by people with connections to Sanders, who totally dislike Joe Biden on ideological grounds alone. So when you look at his candidacy, there are a lot of problems with it, not the least of which, and I was very careful for obvious reasons in how I expressed this to press television, Biden is declining mentally. I made it a point to say, and it is a sincere remark on my part, that I don't take any pleasure in that. I don't take any joy in that. I don't think it's a laughing matter. But the fact of the matter is that Biden is in mental decline. Everyone knows that. I cited Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept as just one of many people who have publicly noted this and things that they've published. Biden is not totally with it mentally as he once would have been. So that makes his candidacy even more problematic. So when you're looking at him as a candidate, again, it seems to me that it's a part of a bigger and frustrating picture. There are certain similarities, striking similarities between Sanders and Buchanan and the nature of their supporters. Very different ideologically, obviously, but in the nature of their constituencies and what they have tried to accomplish, there are some striking similarities. And it's amazing to me that in these respective parties, where you have candidates like Sanders and Buchanan, who could energize a significant portion of the grassroots electorate of their respective parties, that this process in the Republican Party gives us a couple of King Georges. It gives us John McCain and Mitt Romney and people of that ilk, Bob Dole. And yet, on the other hand, in the Democratic Party, in the last quarter of a century plus, what we have seen are the Clintons and Barack Obama and now Joe Biden. So a lot of thinking folks in the Republican and Democratic parties at the grassroots level, along with independents who would consider voting for a Sanders on the left or a Buchanan on the right, depending on the circumstances, they're looking at what the political system in this country continues to crank out with these ultimate nominees. And the bigger question, which is what I said to press television at the end of this 7-minute interview, the bigger question is, what is the character of a process that produces these people that actually get selected? That's something that you could have about 10 beers over and think about well into the night.
Indeed. So you mentioned the Milwaukee surprise, and the Milwaukee convention itself has been postponed by a month. And so what I sense is that by halting the delegate selection process, it's been pretty much halted in its tracks with Joe Biden. So I think the magic number is in the first round, it's like 1,900 something, and Joe Biden has maybe 1,100. It's something like that.
Yes,
I mean, we could check, but it would be something like that. And Bernie Sanders was backed by at least 200, which gave him a tough row to hoe. But it's a type. But he still could have won if the campaign continued and Joe Biden started to fall apart, which of course is something very, very possible because he says a lot of very strange things. And
yes.
I mean, like these, he's been pretty much kept under wraps the past few weeks, but when he's had interviews, he'll say things. He'll say something about the government's botched response, and then botched. Well, maybe that's not really a very good way of putting it. I'm sorry. He's very, very unsure of himself, and looks like he's going to fall apart. And had he fallen apart in the midst of a one-on-one contest with Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders could have pulled this out. Now, if he falls apart between now and the extended deadline, because he's not going to have a majority of delegates for a long time, and then if he falls apart, they could easily parachute in Andrew Cuomo, the Las Vegas betting odds have, on a daily basis, I haven't checked them recently, but Andrew Cuomo is ranking the second choice. I mean, Joe Biden is still an overwhelming favorite, according to Las Vegas, but Andrew Cuomo, even before Sanders had dropped out, Andrew Cuomo was in front of Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is what Tucker Carlson was driving at one evening on Fox News, suggesting that the Cuomo thing could well be the Milwaukee surprise. And we'll just have to wait and see. I think I've talked to a member of my own family who's kind of a Democratic Party insider, which I'm not, obviously. And this person was saying that, it'd be, in Cuomo's case, a question of whether or not he would feel comfortable with running for the presidency right now, with trying to run New York in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. That'd be a very real dilemma for him.
Well, do you think it's going to be a dilemma come August?
Well, come August, see, this whole situation could change, both in terms of his availability in regard to what he's in the middle of now. The other thing is that August would give a much better assessment, both to Mr. Cuomo, or Governor Cuomo, as well as to the Democratic establishment, as to how Trump is doing at that point, and how a Biden candidacy would play against Trump. And if, say, in August, that looks like an increasingly dubious prospect to go into a general election against Trump with Biden, if that's the way it would seem to look in August, then I think we might see the very kind of Milwaukee surprise that Tucker was talking about on Fox News one night. But again, I think you're entirely correct, Dr. Slattery. We're going to have a much better feel for this in August than we do approaching mid-April.
Yeah, and Tucker, from time to time, he brings on another Fox News personality who was George H.W. Bush's former press secretary. A blonde woman, I forgot her name. She was very young and had a pixie haircut back in the Bush administration. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes. I'm struggling to remember her name, but yes, I know who you're speaking of.
And she's not that important, but she mentioned an article by Tom Friedman. Tom Friedman, the very Jewish New York Times,
yes,
columnist, and Tom Friedman, and this is very, very Tom Friedman. It's the type of big ideas that he's famous for. And he's calling on on Biden to announce a dream team cabinet immediately, with Ocasio-Cortez as UN ambassador, all these big names, and they'll be put into these positions, which... it's not something that Americans do, although I will say that Jill Stein, she had her green shadow cabinet, and it is something that's done in Britain. They have a shadow cabinet. I'm not saying that this is going to be done or not, but what I do think is that Democrats would be comfortable with Joe Biden as president because he could be a Boris Yeltsin, and you could have the Democratic establishment just parachute in whoever they want, and Joe Biden would probably be very, very compliant. He would be a figurehead president. But, of course, in order to become a figurehead president, he would have to survive, presumably, debates with, if not in-person debates with Donald Trump, Twitter debates, and he'd survive a campaign with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump, for all of his shortcomings, actually was a pretty good campaigner. He beat Hillary, not just beat Hillary, but he beat the media. He's a pretty good campaigner and wouldn't necessarily be easy for Biden to beat. Somebody like Andrew Cuomo might do better. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm looking at this from my perspective as a non-Democrat and a non-liberal, who would, I can't foresee a set of circumstances in contemporary America where I would vote for a Democratic Party nominee. That would not have been the case several generations ago in a different environment. But today, given the direction of the Democratic Party on so many different issues, I couldn't possibly vote for them regardless of who they nominated. But having said that, as I look as an outsider at their party and think to myself, who would be the most likely candidate to receive a lot of votes of independents and certain types of Republicans disenchanted with Trump? Now, to me, and I did reference this on the press television interview today, just very, very briefly, Tulsi Gabbard, and your favorite, if she had, and mine in the Democratic Party context, if she had not been savaged by the news media, if she had not been libeled by Hillary Clinton as a Russian agent and all of this other nonsense.
And ignored then, subsequently.
And ignored then, after being savaged. Gabbard, I believe, would have run a far more effective campaign electorally.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Johnny came after me. He was simply born to be a cat. The skies are dark and gray. For a week now it's been raining every day. But again, it's a city kid. Is all tucked in and dreaming of the range. A cow. A cow.
Welcome welcome back to the show. You know, Mark, when there are big crises going on, some actors will take advantage of it to do something that they've always wanted to do but thought they might not get away with. And I'm trying to think, wasn't it during the whole the Arab-Israeli war over the Suez Canal, the Suez Canal crisis? Wasn't it in the midst of the Suez Canal crisis that the Soviet Union invaded Hungary and toppled their dissident government?
Yeah, there are plenty of examples of this sort of thing in history. And the one as the show winds down in its last couple of minutes that I really want our listeners to take a look at is this story, excuse me, from Press Television today, just came out. Israel threatens Hezbollah in Syria days after assassinating member in Lebanon. Now, that assassination was a critical story at the time that it took place. There's a link to that story in this one, where now Israel is ramping things up with threatening Hezbollah in Syria. At the same time, of course, that the United States continues to fool around in Syria and is trying to deploy its forces in a position to steal Syrian oil and presumably to allow the dividing up of some of that Syrian oil with Erdogan of Turkey, which is utterly outrageous. But nonetheless, we begin to get the feeling that Israel is in a prime position now with all of this COVID-19 obsession to get the kind of protection that they have so often every time they need it from mainstream media in the United States when they're up to no good. And this story certainly looks like a grave, grave possibility where Israel seems to be taking this opportunity of world crisis over COVID-19 to potentially ignite a catastrophic situation in Syria, having had their objectives largely thwarted up to this point, mm-hmm. both by President Assad and the Syrian Arab Army, along with the very fine and legal intervention of Vladimir Putin of Russia in this thing after the legitimate government of that country invited him in. So Israel may be thinking that this would be their prime time while no one is paying too much attention to dive into this thing in the way that they have desired for so long. So take a look at that story, folks, and look out.
Yeah, I mean, can you really imagine Israel letting this perfectly good crisis go to waste?
Yeah, exactly. They're masters of this. We all know it. And presumably with those million COVID-19 masks that they just received courtesy of our own Defense Department at the expense of our own troops, maybe there's more to that than meets the eye in terms of what we're now seeing of this operation that may well end up being mounted in Syria. Mm-hmm. So we'll watch.
Okay, well, we'll continue to follow these issues. And I want to remind everybody to go to nationalbugle.com. And there's the big board, but scroll down, too. And I have rearranged it a little bit. Maybe you noticed. We've got other news. I think other news and is now being combined with coronavirus news. Other and coronavirus and other news. And that's above the fold now. But scroll down below the fold. There are podcasts. And every Monday, you want to check the generation.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.